You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinions of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I'm going to talk about the election coming up in November 4th. We have less than 4 months, and I was thinking, what are going to be the key issues? I think number one is going to be Obamacare. You've noticed we haven't had many stories about Obamacare, and there's a reason for that. I think the news, television news, as well as the major newspapers are staying away from it because people are really unhappy about Obamacare. I listened to a lot of talk radio today as well as yesterday, Monday and Friday, even though there were a lot of replays Friday. And several people were calling in, and these people are not rich. They're just average, run-of-the-mill people, your average Joe or Mary. And they were going over what they had been paying and what they are paying now, and it's always much, much higher. And the deductibles are much higher, and they can't keep their doctor, and they can't go to the hospital that they've been going to. Now, is that everybody? No, but that's a lot of people. So a lot of people are upset. Now, what Obama administration is trying to do is minimize the number of upset people by deferring the full impact of Obamacare. And you got to remember all these penalties. If you didn't, for example, if you're an employer and don't cover your employees, you have to pay a penalty. Well, those penalties are revenues for the government to pay for other parts of Obamacare. So when you delay things like that, you're delaying revenue streams. I think the plan is to really not have the full impact of Obamacare until after Obama is not president anymore. That really shows the courage of their convictions. There's a problem with that. People are wise to it. They know what's going on. They're not happy. They see the handwriting on the wall. They're not going to be fooled. And I think on Obamacare alone, the Democrats are running away from it, even though they're the ones that jammed it down the throats of the American people. And that is not going to be appreciated, because more and more people are waking up to the fact that this guy is trying to screw the American worker, or trying to people that are working. He's more concerned about illegal aliens and people on welfare than he is about people that are paying the bills and are getting impact negatively, whether it's Obamacare or anything else. So I think the number one issue, well, I'll take that back. I'll say the number two issue will be Obamacare. Now, what will be the number one issue? The number one issue will be the economy and the job situation. If you listen to my Friday report on the unemployment situation that I gave, it wasn't Friday, it was Thursday, because Friday was the 4th of July, but it felt like Friday. The unemployment rate went down from 6.3% to 6.1%. That's the U3 rate. That grossly understates the number of people that are truly unemployed. Because you need to understand, and I'll just go over this for a second. Those unemployment numbers are based on two surveys. One is the household survey, and that's based on roughly 60,000 households that the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they hire people usually from the Census Bureau, and they go out and ask a series of questions, or they'll call you and ask a series of questions. And the problem is this, and most people just aren't aware of it. They're unemployed. If you ask them just the question, are you employed or unemployed? If you're unemployed, you'll say, I'm unemployed and I'm looking for a job. But then they're gonna dig down. For example, if you said you're employed, they're going to ask, well, are you working? How many hours a week are you working? And based on that answer, you're either full-time or part-time. If you say you're unemployed, they're going to ask you some follow-up questions. One of them will be, have you looked for a job in the last 4 weeks? And if you answer, no, I haven't, I've been looking for the last year and a half or 2 years or 3 years and unable to find a job. So in the last month, no, I didn't do that. Maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I did. Well, if that's how you answer the question, technically, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you're no longer unemployed. Now, you are counted in the other unemployment rate, what I call the total unemployment rate, the U6 number, which includes people that didn't look for those 4 weeks. But there's a problem with that number. You have what's called the long-term discouraged worker. That's someone that has been unemployed for over a year. In other words, they haven't been able to find a job and they haven't been looking. They basically have given up. And there are millions of people in that situation. You don't want to be in that situation because the longer you're unemployed, it makes you difficult. It makes difficult for you to find a job. Because employers don't like a gap in employment, and that is a real problem. And what you need to understand, after a year of not looking for a job, you're not counted at all, and that is also a problem. My point is this. The unemployment rate is, I believe, for the U6 rate is 12.2%. It's double what the U3 rate is. Now, that also includes people that are working part-time that, for economic reasons, are still looking for a full-time job. In other words, part-time is not cutting it. They need more money. They need a better job. They need a permanent long-term job. I'm highlighting this for the simple reason unemployment is probably, in my mind, going to be the number one issue. Even though there's been improvement, the problem is most, and I would even say all, of that improvement has been in the fact that more and more people are considered not participating in the labor force. They've dropped out. They're waiting for the economy to recover. Now, the problem, there's a second problem, and this might be the number one issue. The economy is on the verge of a recession. And a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative growth. We've had one quarter already of minus 2.9%. And I don't try to predict, but I do look at a lot of information, and I think we're definitely going to have a negative quarter for the second quarter. Now, it might not be as high as a negative 2.9%, and you need to be careful. We won't know to the end of July. We'll get the first advance estimate, but it'll be the August and September number. The August number will give you a much better idea whether or not it's truly a negative number. And it will only be the final estimate in September where we'll really know. And that'll be important. Because if we're in a recession, I think the Democrats are going to have serious problems. Because their economic policies will be proven to be a failure. Now, the last job report showed 288,000 jobs being created, of which 26,000 were government jobs. Now, that's an okay jobs report. Nothing to write home about. But the people in the media, as well as I think the White House and certain supporters of Obama, were partying because of that number and the fact that the unemployment rate did fall down. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, you need to legitimately decrease the unemployment rate. You need about 300,000 jobs. In other words, to decrease the unemployment rate by 0.1%. Now, it went down 0.2%. And the reason it went down 0.2%, you have more people becoming discouraged, not participating. You see, what you really want is declining unemployment rates, which we've had, but rising labor participation rate. The labor participation rate has been stalled at 62.8%. 62.8%. Now, to put it in context, today, if we had an economy that was doing very well, we should have somewhere between 66 and 67%. And I will say if the economy was booming, the participation rate would be 67% or more. We're not even close to that. We had participation, for example, the highest number of people working in the United States in its entire history was November of 2007. We're going to be in the seventh anniversary during the election. That's the election month. First Tuesday, November 4th, will be election day. And then we'll see whether or not we're back to the highest, the peak number of the last administration. And that's when 146.6, I'm rounding up a little, Americans were employed. We're still approximately 400,000 jobs shy of that. By now, under any other recovery, we should be several million jobs above it, not 400,000 jobs less. That's why this economic recovery is the poorest since World War II. I think we've had a total of 11 recoveries, and this is the worst. The worst. Because usually when you're in economic recovery, jobs are growing at 400,000, 500,000, 600,000 jobs per month. So I'm repeating that for those that didn't listen to the show, but I'm putting in the context of the election, what are going to be some of the key issues? The state of the economy and the job situation will be number one and two. I think jobs is going to be number one for the simple reason you have the young teenagers and people in their 20s simply are not being able to find jobs. And one of the reasons I've been going over illegal immigration, and I'll be touching on it again on this show, I didn't plan to, but it's in the news, it has been in the news, is the fact that if you believe the propaganda put out by the press as well as the government, there are 11 million illegal aliens in the United States, of which approximately 7 million are working. Let me say that number again. 7 million are working. Now, I don't believe either number, by the way. I think there are a lot more, and I'll get into that very, very briefly. I don't believe it's 11 million at all, and I don't believe in the 7 million working number. But let's take the 7 million working illegal aliens as a given. Let's assume that number is more or less correct. Those are 7 million people that should not be working in the United States. Those are 7 million jobs that American citizens, primarily young people, unskilled Americans, people that are going for their first jobs, that should have and they do not have. Now, some of you will say, well, Americans wouldn't do those jobs. Excuse me, Americans have in the past and today do those jobs. But more and more of them are being performed by illegal aliens that shouldn't be working. That is a crime. That's a felony. It's a felony on the illegal alien's part, and it's a felony in terms of the employer that is employing them. Now, why is it happening? Because neither under George Bush, W. Bush, or for that matter, Barack Obama, there has not been vigorous enforcement of the immigration laws, particularly on employers. They do a lot of going over the paperwork. But when was the last time you saw on TV a raid of any employer's place of business and they march out the illegal aliens that are working there? I haven't seen it. I have to think it's been at least 6 or 7 years. And what you can't tell me is illegal aliens are not working. They definitely are. I see them all over Dallas, and Dallas is just one of many sanctuary cities. I see them on this campus. Now, some of you say, well, if you think they're illegal, we'll report it to ICE. ICE is not enforcing the law. They're not. The general situation is this. If you can get across the U.S.-Mexican border and get into a city away from the border, such as Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth, ISIS, your chances of being deported are slim and none. Slim and none. And you'll probably will be deported if you commit a number of major felonies. That is probably the only way you'll ever get deported out of the United States by ICE if you're in a city that's not on the border. Most of the deportations that are going on today are a result of the U.S. Border Patrol detaining or apprehending people at the border. And usually what happens is they're turnarounds. There's a minimum amount of processing, but they give them a choice. You can either be detained or go back to Mexico. Which is it? I'll go back to Mexico. Bye. And that's what happens. Now, we've had, and there are two types of deportations. One are returnees, and that's what a returnee is, just like the name says. You're returned to your country of origin. In this case, if it's the U.S.-Mexican border, it's Mexico. However, in this, I will say, there's another category, and I need to bring up my page, and I need to mention this. The way you listen to the show is to go to my companion blog for this show, which is prongpops.wordpress.com. That's prongpops, prongpops.wordpress.com. And at the very top, you'll have links to the last 60-plus shows, and at the very bottom of the page, you'll have links to the entire portfolio of my shows, except for the very first seven that have unfortunately been lost to history. But in between, I'll have usually a number of videos, a number of articles, and I do have a number of videos and articles. That's background information, and most of it pertains to statistics and what has gone in the past in terms of immigration reform and control. We've had a lot of immigration reform that has resulted in people getting citizenship, but we haven't had much border control. We've had some, and I'm looking at the statistics, and I have an article that shows the deportations from 1982 through 2001, which was at when this article was written, was the most current information. And they're broken into two categories. Returns, like I just illustrated, most of them in the past have been returns. In other words, they're caught at the border by the Border Patrol and turned around. And usually they're detained 24 to 48 hours, and then they go back. They have another category called removals. And that is a more serious situation, because you can be removed, but you're told if you come back another time, you face possible prison time. So it's a more serious category, and removals have gone up. But you need to understand that most of those deportations are a direct result of the U.S. Border Patrol. You see, the problem, ladies and gentlemen, I need to get into this. If you make it to Dallas and start working, let's say in a restaurant as a cook, busboy, or in a hotel as a maid making beds, or a groundskeeper, or a janitor, you're going to have a job. And you're going to be working. And all those jobs in the past were done by Americans. They're still done by Americans. And if you say to me, well, Americans won't do those jobs at what the illegals will, and we can't get enough people, the answer to that is you increase their pay. And see, that's the key thing. Most employers, if given the opportunity to hire an illegal alien, will do so because they can get them for less money and they're compliant. And what I mean by that, if the person does not show them, let's say, the due respect that they think they're entitled to, in other words, gives any trouble at all, they'll fire them and find somebody else because they know the person has really no recourse to them. But all those jobs should be being done by American citizens, and that's my point. And the American people are waking up to that as well. So I think immigration, in particular illegal immigration, is also going to be an issue. Now, the Democratic Party is trying to make it an issue in terms of its base. And I say, please, go ahead and do that. Because I'll tell you why. There's obviously a pushback happening, as well as a backlash to this, because most Americans, they don't like Obamacare, and they don't like illegal immigration or illegal aliens in the sense that they really think they should be deported. I said the D word. That's the word. And this is why I'm covering it today. I hadn't planned to. The head of the Department of Homeland Security, he was on one of the talk shows. I believe it was Face the Nation, but I could be wrong. But I do have the video. It's the second video down. And the interviewer was trying to get him to say, will you deport these children? And then remember, this gentleman is Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. He would not emphatically say that. Oh, he answered the question by not answering the question that we've begun deportation proceedings. Big whoop. What's the problem with that? What is the problem with that answer? Let me parse it for you and tell you what's going on. I've heard a number of call-ins from people that are representing themselves. They're not coming flat out and saying, but the distinct impression is they work for the U.S. Border Patrol, and they got to be careful. And they're saying that about 1,000 people are crossing the border a day. And on weekends, it's higher. It's usually double that number. And this has been going on for many, many months. Point one. Point two, they're saying, well, what happens? Well, we get them. And if they're children, we have to take them to a facility, a holding facility, where we ask them some questions. And we don't really check out their answers, but they can say, one of the questions is, what's your age? When were you born or what were your age? Now, what they're saying is some of the people that are so-called children are 18, 19, 20, or in their early 20s, and because they have tattoos, are a member of various drug cartel gangs. And the Border Patrol knows this, but they can't check it out. They have to accept their representations. So if they say, I'm 16, they're 16, even if they look like they're 22 and have a bunch of tattoos all over their arms and shoulders and backs. So a good percentage of them are gang members, and some of them are related to the drug cartels. But they say, no, I'm a teenager. Now, most of them are children, or legitimately under the age of 18, and they're mothers of children. Because of the existing law, they can't automatically deport them right back to Mexico. I like to say return to sender, and the sender, last place they touched was Mexico. They had to go to Mexico to come here, and I say deport them back to where they came from. Where were you here before you got into the United States? In Mexico? Great. That's where you're going back to. Now, I may be hard-hearted, but I'm of the opinion American citizens come first. We have too many Americans unemployed, and we can't have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, primarily children, flooding in to the United States. Many of them have diseases, don't have vaccinations, have diseases. And what happens? And they know what's going to happen. And they've been coached as to what to say. You know, I come from Guatemala. The drug gangs are after me. I'm scared. I'm afraid that they're going to hurt me. I come to America for asylum, and my mama or my aunt or whatever is in the United States. I want to be reunited with my mama or my aunt or someone. What happens? Because of existing law, they get a piece of paper. It's called, the Border Patrol calls it their run letter. And the letter says, you within the next 2 weeks to report to the nearest immigration court for a hearing. Now, what happens next? Well, where is your mama or your aunt? Oh, she's in Dallas, Texas. Okay, we'll put you on a bus for Dallas, Texas, or a plane, or we'll just let you go, and there's the highway. That's why it's called a run letter, because that person is not going to show up in that courtroom, whatever city they're saying they're going to go to. And usually what happens, they are reunited with that person that they said was here. But what's missing from that conversation? Well, is your mama or aunt here legally? They don't ask that. They can't ask that question. But the answer is, for most of them, absolutely not. They're not here illegally. Not only should their children be deported, but the person they're going to see should be deported. And that's my point. The Immigration, Customs, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement is not enforcing the immigration part of the law. They're largely enforcing customs. That brings in revenue. But once you get into the interior of the United States, you're more or less home free. Your odds of being deported are slim and none. You know, 1 or 2%. And then only if you really are a hardcore criminal and get arrested for a number of crimes, many of them that are serious, and even then you might not be deported. That's why the secretary didn't want to answer that question. Because if he said deported, that means they're going back. They're not being deported. They're going to start. They have started the deportation process. They've given them their run letter. And guess what? They run. Or their mama or their aunt sends, or they drive down and pick them up. Tell me where you're going to be. I'll pick you up. Do they pick up the mama or the aunt and the child and send them back? No, they don't. ICE simply doesn't have the manpower, doesn't have the investigators, and the courts, the immigration courts, are overwhelmed with a backlog. That's why I say deport them. Report them and deport them. If they're trying to break down the system, and that's exactly what the Obama administration is doing, well, it's only fair play that we start reporting and deporting them. Make it known. And that's why I'm cheering what's happening in Marietta, California, where the local citizens are protesting the fact that the Department of Homeland Security is sending these people that were caught in Texas or San Diego to this city. Now, there's something happening that's local. Apparently, about 2,000 of these children are going to come to Dallas. I don't favor that. What I favor is deport them. Deport them. Put them in the nearest holding facility. In other words, if you were caught in Texas, the holding facility is near where you were caught. If that's a military base, it's a military base. You don't start busing around or flying around these illegal immigrants. But that's what's happening. They're turned loose. They are turned loose. And if it's 1,000 a day, that means this year alone there'll be 365,000. Not the 140,000 that you're hearing in the news. Now, I mention that because many people believe in this 11 million number that are in the shadows. There are 11 million in the shadows. Talk to someone in immigration, not in immigration, on the border, and ask them, how many do you catch? You know, if a group comes across, how many do they catch on average? It's less than 20%. Less than 20%. Now, it's going to vary depending on how many Border Patrol agents are there and how many people are backing them up. But here's the hard truth. For every one that they apprehend and send back, that's considered a deportation. In actual facts, it's a turnaround. It's a return. You turn them around, say, go back. They take them to the border, go back. And within a day, a week, or a month, they're doing it again, and they may or may not get caught. But for everyone that is caught or apprehended, the conservative estimate is 3 to 5 make it across the border and are not caught. And where do they go? They go to cities, sanctuary cities, such as New York, or Boston, or Washington, D.C., or Miami, or Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth. They go across the country. And they're primarily here for one or two reasons. Either to get a job, which is a crime because they did not present their papers, which is the first crime. They got fraudulent documents so they can work here. And then they're working here. And usually there's an employer that's hiring them knowing that their documents are questionable. But you've had multiple crimes being committed, primarily by the illegal alien, but also by the employer. But if you don't have rigorous enforcement, and that means not just the U.S. Border Patrol on the border, but internally into the United States, that's the key weakness. And that's what people are not really focusing on, because the media is not focusing on this. The mainstream media, including the newspapers, are late to this story. With the exception of Fox and talk radio, you would never know what's going on the borders. And this is a major problem in Texas. a major problem. And President Obama is doing little or nothing about it. He wants it. This is a way to mobilize his base, because he's for granting citizenship to these illegal aliens. That is their goal. The first step is to provide them legal status so they can legally work here. That's what it means. Once they get legal status, they can work here and compete against American citizens. When we have such high unemployment rates, the U6 rate is over 12%. Give me a break. That's why I'm mad at both the Democratic Party, that I'll never vote for ever, ever, ever again. They've sold out the American worker. They've sold out the American people. Why? They want power. And they believe if they can get citizenship for all these illegal aliens that are here, that they're going to win every election from here to 2200. And they believe it. By accident, I was listening to some liberal commentator, and he was making the point, well, if the Republicans don't go along with comprehensive immigration reform, they'll never win another presidential election. Because Obama got over 70% of the Hispanic vote. Well, the reason why Romney lost had nothing to do with the Hispanic vote. It's because whites, and mainly conservatives and libertarians, didn't vote for him, stayed home. Because if he had gotten just equal the number of white votes that McCain got, the president today would be Romney. I stayed home. I wasn't going to vote for that progressive. And I know he's much better than Obama. He's much smarter, and I think even more articulate. But I wasn't going to vote for the lesser of two evils. And see, that's the Republicans' party's problem. They seem to forget who brought them to the dance. There's an expression, dance with the one who brought you. And they're not doing that. They're listening to political consultants that say you got to get the Hispanic vote or you'll never win an election. Well, the history is Republicans typically get between 25 to 35% tops of the Hispanic vote. That's why the Democratic Party wants amnesty or citizenship for the illegal aliens. Because they believe once those illegal aliens, I call them criminal aliens, are citizen, they'll have a lock on the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And for the life of me, I do not understand why the Republican leadership is so stupid to fall for this. When your political opponents, both commentators and Democrats, liberals, are concerned that you're will lose elections if you don't do what they're saying, are you that stupid? Apparently they are. They don't seem to understand that the overwhelming majority of American people are against illegal immigration or illegal aliens. They don't want them here. They want to report and deport. The problem is if you report them, nothing happens. Nothing happens. And believe me, there are people, there are hundreds of thousands of people calling in, but ICE never does a damn thing. Excuse my French. That's the problem. There's no enforcement. And that's what the American people are demanding, enforcement. So immigration is definitely going to be one of the issues, because it ties in with the job situation, it ties in with the economy, and it is the reason we've had such a poor economic recovery. Remember, most of these people that are coming here are not educated. They can't speak the language, English. They don't have high school degrees. Many of them can't read or write. Yeah, they can speak Spanish, but that's about it. Now, why do employers want them? They're cheap, and it's cheap and compliant labor. You don't need to have a high school education to clean the urinals in the bathrooms, for example, on this campus. You don't need it. You don't need a high school education to mow the lawns or to plant the flowers or when we were building buildings on this campus, pouring the cement. Because I've seen illegals on this campus for years. Nothing's done about it. Now, what would make, and this is an interesting point, and I urge you to, if you have time, to look at some of these videos, because a professor was making this point. He said, if the faculties of colleges or lawyers were being replaced by illegal aliens, we would stop this dead in its track. And that's a very valid point. I don't see the community colleges or universities hiring illegal aliens. No. That won't happen. Now, they need to save money, so they make most of the people that are working in colleges today are working part-time. It's hard to get a full-time job on a college campus, especially what I call a junior college or a community college, but it's just as bad at your senior universities. All the universities in the United States, with few exceptions, would have to shut down if their so-called part-time faculty, adjunct faculty, the part-timers, if they had to pay full-time wages. And that's been going on since I've been into grad school. If you had to pay the graduate students, the teaching assistants, as well as the adjunct faculty, 40 hours plus benefits, and they really should do that because that's who's being exploited. Now, I'll be the first one to say there's some people that just want to work part-time, whether it's 10 hours, 20 hours, 25 hours. They don't want 40 hours, and that's fine. But there's still a large number of adjunct faculty that truly would love to be full-time faculty, and you can't get that today in most community colleges, in most senior universities, four-year universities. Now, imagine that instead of paying whatever they pay the adjunct faculty, they were hiring illegal aliens for half that. There'd be an uproar. There'd be pickets in front of this school and every school across the across the United States. And imagine it was attorneys the same way. That's not going to happen. I understand it's not going to happen. But I'm using that to illustrate a point. Who is it happening to? It is happening to your sons and daughters that can't find their first-time job, because many of those jobs today are performed by illegals. I know the jobs I did in the summer today are largely, not completely, but largely done by illegal aliens. In other words, you have a significantly higher number of the employees are illegals. Many of them are off the books, and many that are on the books have fraudulent documents. So I think immigration, especially illegal immigration, or what I like to call illegal aliens, is going to be an issue because it's a job issue, and it's also a security issue. Because if you listen to some of the Border Patrol people that are calling in, they will tell you that they are collecting, because they do have an intelligence function, they gather up documentations from people all over the world. It's other than Mexicans. In other words, we've had people from Afghanistan, Iran, Pakistan crossing the border. It's not just Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. That's just another point. But getting back to the major point, and this, I hope, I'm going to write articles on this because I think this is important. There are between 30 and 50 million illegal aliens here. Because if they're only capturing less than 20% and 3 to 5 get away, based on the statistics of apprehensions by the U.S. Border Patrol that have gone down since Obama has been president, there are at least 3 to 5 million escaping. In other words, they're successfully crossing the border and going into cities across the United States. So those are going to be the campaign issues: jobs, the economy, Obamacare, as well as illegal immigration. And I think the Democrats are going to have a major defeat come November. Now, they're the stupid party, so between now and November, they could do something real stupid like pass comprehensive immigration reform. I don't think they're going to do it, but never underestimate the stupidity of the Republican Party. They'll never let you down. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk. I'm the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinions of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You're listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We are the voice of Richland College, and now America the Beautiful.